What should teachers do to ensure that they have the spirit in their teaching?
You have to live worthily, and you have to ask for help. And you can ask for help if your parents, husband and wife, can talk to one another. And then you have to keep the commandments and pray constantly, unceasingly, for the ability and the inspiration to know what to do and when to do it. And the Lord won't fail you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. And whatsoever you shall ask in faith, believing that you shall receive, it'll be given you. Then one of the scriptures adds a little leave. It's good for you. And the gospel is very practical. You may be an older person who thinks that your ministry is finished. You're a young person who's frightened about everything, or a mother who's so busy with the children, or a father who's preoccupied. But you can teach, and you can pray, and you can be guided, and you'll do it. You'll be blessed of the Lord. I can promise you that. When the Lord was teaching, he always dealt with things that they knew about. For instance, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net. It isn't really a net, it's just a net, but it's like unto it. And then he explained why. And kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking after goodly pearls. When he gave the parables, the parable of the sower, that's something they could relate to. And it's not only possible, but quite probable that after he gave the parable of the sower and talked about seeds being thrown on hard ground and on the productive ground, that a month later, one of those who was hearing out doing some planting, seeing the seeds in his hand, would relive that lesson. And if you use parables and stories and illustrations, it lives after they're out of class. And that's his method was remarkably simple. He was at times fairly stern, but always it was on their level. It is a sacred calling, a holy calling. The thing I think I would tell them is that they never teach alone. They never have to be alone. The Lord has promised that in the scriptures. We talk about the scriptures. In Alma, for the Lord granteth unto all nations and every tongue teachers. And that statement, teach ye diligently and my grace will attend you. I don't know how to teach the gospel without a constancy of prayer. You can speak a prayer, but you can also think a prayer. A lot of times when I've been teaching a group or a class, not you, of course, that I've just been praying inwardly, how can I get through? And I don't know how to do it other than having that power available.